Nah, dude.
Oh, you about to protect spam?
I'm protecting spam.
Dude,
right
that's
now.
Like it's protecting being a racist. Just let it go. Nah, it's dude. A bad thing.
Have you had spam musubi?
Yeah, it is pretty good. It's pretty good.
Never. I don't dude, eat meat. They grill, so there's no way I'm eating spam.
Okay, well, don't worry. Spam's not that. So.
Just like that, back at it, again. It's the Holiday Hangover, folks, and I'm joined today by two of San Diego's finest, Jim Pine and Chris Espinoza.
Yo, what's up? What's going on? We could say something, right?
Yeah, you guys can talk.
I forget the format. I don't know if you were gonna, I didn't know if you were gonna like. You had to introduce us first.
San Diego's finest.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a low... That's just
yeah.
Like,
yeah, but it sounds like cops. I kind of overhyped it, huh?
No, I like that, though.
No.
Oh, shit, hold on.
No, it's not a cop's...
Yeah. All right, and we're back.
What do you didn't like that other starting?
No,
I thought that was a great starting.
You say it again. We started again.
Oh, no, I can't bring it up again. That'll be, like, fake. Anyways, Antonio got this STD card.
Yeah. It was... I had a quick doctor thingy. I just totally forgot. But now we're back.
Yeah. We're back.
HR
came down and shut the podcast down.
That's yeah, dude.
I didn't hear anything, and there's this weird spot.
Yeah.
Now that, you're not, and then you just brought it back up about the STD. Yeah. HR just said not to talk about it.
Yeah, but I go against the grain, dude. That's me. They're not going to stop me.
Anyways, I'm back. Back.
He's back. We're back.
Chris... Jim, two of San Diego's finest.
Now I hear it. Now I understand why you're like, oh, yeah, we're two cops.
Freeze.
We're two cops. San Diego's finest. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a brown one and a white one. This is it's all making sense.
Well, no, this is a buddy like cop movie.
Set up for a movie. Yeah, right here.
Yeah, old vet, slightly racist, me.
Yeah,
young. Yeah. Well, yeah, because you're old, but you're not that old. You're not like a...
Slightly racist? I feel like by modern times, I'm... Extremely. Racist.
I think you have like a heart of gold, but yeah, there's a little bit of racism in there. That's
just a tiny bit.
That's a tiny bit. Especially in this buddy cop movie. Just in this movie.
Oh, only in the cop movie.
Yeah, I can't have
I'm
you
not
full
a racist
racism
in real life.
Yeah, that's
but
crazy.
But as a cop, I'm definitely a racist.
In this cop movie. Yeah. No, you're not. You're kind of racist in the
heart
movie.
Of gold, big time racist.
That's why you're partnering up with me. I'm fucking melting your heart. I melt your heart in the movie, and you're not.
Well, it's
racist
not what
anymore.
The movie's called. Big
yeah, like
racist.
You have like this crazy backstory with like I don't know. You did like a border stop, and you almost got killed and taken away. But then like this guy is like an immigrant, and he just like melts you and stuff. Yeah.
I found him, and then I raised him up to be a cop.
Yeah. That actually, yeah. You're, that's this is yeah, getting good.
But then he finds out
but
later.
But then I
also
still have like a Mexican accent. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Mr.
All right, I'm with Cheech over here. I got Cheech.
That's how you teach him English, is to show him Cheech and Chong movies. Yeah, that's like, how he picks
oh,
up.
Oh, man, I don't want him to forget his heritage. So let's just watch Born in East L.A. and Cheech
over,
and Chong
over and over again.
Okay. Freeze.
Then you find out that I actually smuggled you into the country at the end of the movie. Like, and you're like, oh, my God, this has been a setup the whole time.
Yeah. That's good. It's a good plot line. Yeah. We'll make it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's coming sad. Soon.
Can you
coming
cry?
Coming soon. Dude, can I? I'm the only actor in here. Dude.
I mean, besides when we just cut the podcast for a couple minutes because you were crying so hard.
No, dude, that we never.
Tears of joy.
We never cut a podcast because I
was
crying.
Tears of joy because if I didn't test positive, that means he didn't test positive.
Yeah.
Tears of joy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was celebration.
It was a good time.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, you didn't know Mexicans fuck each other. All the time.
All the time. We're all gay.
This is perfect. This plays right into my racist cop movie. Slightly racist cop, heart of gold.
Oh.
We're getting into the underworld of the Mexican gay scene. Is that what we're going to do?
Shout out to gay people, though. I love you. All of you. We are at it with this is a holiday hangover. Everybody's holiday good? Holiday, how was the holiday? Jim's, I'm just trying to imagine Jim's. It was probably like a suburban house. It was nice, and there's like a group of people. There's a spread. There's that weird cheese ball that has nuts all over it that you dunk crackers in. Mm. And then there's like some charcuterie over here. And then Jim's got his boys in the corner as he walks in the house, and they're like, "Oh, look what the wind blew in." And then there's pictures of people in the hallways, because I don't know, white people like to display the families a lot.
They do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, how accurate
is that?
It's
not white trash, though. White trash doesn't put pictures in the hallways. That's just the fancy whites do that.
The fancy whites do
we
that.
We had cheese you with had a the cheese nuts thing. On it. There was cheese with the nuts.
Yeah,
at first, I was like, I think this guy has a camera in my house. Or he's fucking my wife. And she
That's
sent
crazy.
Him a picture of the charcuterie board. The charcuterie and cheese was together.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. There was a whole cheese platter. There was no boys.
Oh,
it was just me, my son, my daughter, and my wife.
Okay,
but that's enough. Those three, they're a class act. They're a lot of fun. Yeah, to
dang.
So that's how my holiday wow, was incredible. And my mom just came to town yesterday.
Is that a white person thing? The cheese what? Thing?
Yeah, yeah.
The
totally.
Cheese with the nuts. I definitely
cheese
never.
I talked to like one of my good friends. He's white, and he was very like sad about. Like he brought it up like it was a death in the family. Like he didn't have it this year.
We got no cheese in the nuts.
It's not that good.
Yeah. It's not
I've
that good,
it
but
it
it's tradition.
Cheeses were so much better. Yeah, it's just tradition.
It's just tradition. You
so
go.
That's it.
Whoa, what?
I wouldn't have gotten
it. Welcome to the Mash Pit, folks. We are learning culture today.
This is the cheese podcast.
So, wait a minute. So Christmas time comes around, and your family, Pine family's like, all right, bring half the cheese
Bust
nuts.
Out the cheese ball. It's a ball of cheese it's covered in nuts, slivered up nuts.
And it's only in the holidays? You're allowed to have this?
Is that
you know what it is?
Thing.
My wife bought it for some reason. We never really generally have it, but when he said
she
that,
like
it's
blacked
funny.
Out too at the market. She was completely sobered as she walked in the market. She just by reflex
like,
goes to it. Yeah,
it's Christmas. You always see him. You do see him, and it's only the winter holidays. You look at like 4th of July and see it.
No. You'll never see that on the table.
We cultural appropriate on the 4th of July. And we get Mexican dips, but
this
is the white cheese ball.
The south of the border ranch.
It's the worst part of the whole.
That's wild. I've definitely had it before. I know what you're talking about. I guess I didn't realize that I was only eating.
You didn't know
in
how
holidays.
Sacred,
I've been in,
how
I've,
sacred
I've been
of a snack it was.
I've been in white people's houses during Christmas, and I've definitely seen it. So it's like, but I didn't know it was like, oh, we're only doing this in holiday. I didn't know it was like the tamale equivalent.
Yes.
To
our tamales. Exactly.
It's your
tamales.
Are tamales are good. I'll admit sometimes they're dry, and I got to douse them in salsa.
Yeah, that's what I always do.
I could just always.
Not enough filling, though, also.
There's never enough filling.
No,
usually never enough.
They're never put enough filling.
Okay,
It definitely shows our financial situation when you
There's
those.
like
too much mozzarella.
It's always like a sliver.
It's like a little sliver.
It's like, hey, yeah, no, there's cheese, and they're like, there's a lack of masa in that one.
Yeah.
Is that what's called, masa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you, Chris? What was the holiday? No cheese ball for you?
Bro, no, I had... dry tamales. what do you mean?
Exactly. Well, aren't you like part Hawaiian too? Like you were.
Yeah. But my dad is completely cultural.
Now you can say like your island boy. That's like.
Oh, no. He does not represent me. Those guys are idiots. Right?
Yeah, they don't get down like the real islanders.
That's crazy. I think they were like on a podcast. I don't know if you know who they are. These fucking white.
Yeah, they look like they're Saudi Arabian.
Oh man,
they look Middle East or more than they look like island boys.
Yeah. And somebody said something about their face tattoo, and they were like, he's like, oh, well, I guess you kind of made a choice. And he's like, what the fuck's that mean?
That's how sensitive people are now. They're
like, what
are you? Are you saying this was a choice? My face tattoo? It's like, yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
Exactly.
You're going to be fucking island boy. Or
dude, we should have a full blown freak out. That's your sweater? That was a choice.
That was a choice.
That was a choice, Abby.
Are you saying this about my sweater? It was a choice?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool thing is you could take that off.
Bro.
I went to this island.
Yeah, you
could take this
off. Yeah, you
can't
take those
off.
And I heard lasering is not fun either. So,
no. It never looks good either. It just looks like a white trash tattoo, actually. You know the ones like the fairies that are always all busted and weird looking?
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking about Mike Tyson now? Okay. Because it is. It doesn't, it's like just faded. It looks like your tattoo got faded. It's like, great.
It's still.
They should make it more painful, though, I think. Because you get face tattoos, it shouldn't be that easy to get rid of them. Like, you've got to go through some trouble. I want you to go through some trouble. Because you made that decision, and it shouldn't be easy enough to, like, oh, I'll just get it removed. Like, no, I want to be like, oh, fuck, dude. I don't have to get
it removed. I'm with it not being an easy way out, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, you want to get this tattoo off? Yeah, you got to put this thing in your ass for the whole process.
Huh? I'm like, what?
Okay. Imagine, right, I guess. Yeah, some kind of like new process. You sit on the thing and it like drains you of the ink and stuff. Like,
that's just the way it is.
That'd be ridiculous.
Hey, do you want to get rid of this fucking dumb peace sign or not? Okay.
Also, how many people have face tattoos that are peace signs? I feel like that's... it's big on the eyedrop.
No, it's never. It's
your
the teardrop. Are they? I think Mexicans came up with the original. Like, we're tatting our face, right?
Yeah, I would assume.
Right, the teardrop does make sense.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like that checks out. And then I don't know what else would on be on the face. I've seen people put like, dude,
I'm trying to think all the times I watched Lockdown.
Some guy put ice cream on their face. That's some known rapper. I don't know which one it is.
Which one? I think that was that Lil Wayne.
I don't know what he has on there.
No, it's a little.
It's big on the hearts.
It's Good Humor, dude. Good
humor. You know the rapper Good Humor?
Good Humor?
Yeah, dude.
That was incredible.
I love that.
Oh, man. But like, what's up?
Christmas, right?
Christmas. Christmas.
Dry tamales. Hawaiian stuff whatsoever.
Not even the rolls?
No,
is that the most? Are the rolls like the most un-Hawaiian thing ever? Did I just culturally appropriate?
No. For sure, we fuck with the rolls.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And also, Hawaiians are chill, bro. We're not gonna be like, hey, man, hey, bro.
You know,
be culture appropriate. It's like, who gives a fuck?
Wait, is that culture appropriation? We use your rolls at Christmas? No, not at all, dude.
Hell yeah, it's coming. 2022 is coming. We'll cancel it. Everybody,
bro, we're the king of fucking breads. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, that's our title.
You know what I
mean? When people talk fucking high end bread, Hawaiian rolls are always in the discussion. If not the top one, every time.
Damn.
Isn't it Portuguese specifically?
The
Portuguese sweet bread or something they call it? Isn't that the Hawaiian bread? I'm probably just...
I don't know.
Fucking this up right now.
I don't think so.
So your dad didn't...
Look, here's the thing. I've been to the island 6 times in my life, all right? I know. No.
It showed up. There was Ono at the airport. I think I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
No pokey.
Bro. Yeah.
No Kahlua pig.
No, pokey's real. Kahlua pig. You know what's funny?
It's funny that I'm just forming this like luau like Christmas in my head for Chris now.
Oh, Chris's dad spins fire.
You know, we
did. Mom's one
I did
dancers.
Have that at my dad's 60th. We had a guy fucking throw fire, and it was way too close to a tree.
Did it light on fire?
I thought it was. He was like throwing him pretty high up, and then he kept doing this bit where like he was gonna eat it. Fucking never really ate it.
Oh, what a letdown!
He's giving the fucking fire thing blue balls. He's like, I'm gonna suck. No.
Stick of fire is just like, fuck, man.
Yeah,
every time, never sucks.
Every time, dude.
Just acting like a passive aggressive wife. Oh, what are you gonna do? Not fuck me again?
Yeah.
Like
he did put his tongue around the fire, and that's chill.
So the stick is like...
Wait, was this like a Christmas celebration? Like your dad just said, yo, I got this fire guy coming?
No. It was my dad's 60th.
Oh,
my mom fucking planned it out and fucking we had some people come over.
I thought it was like
a
Christmas...
Did you have Kahlua pig for that?
I think we did have Kahlua pig for that.
You got to dig a pit?
No, we did not do that. We just bought it.
Oh, you bought the Kahlua pig.
We just bought it from, you know... Oh, dude, there used to be a place called The Kind.
NPB had the kind.
Yeah,
that shit was so good.
The kind was so good.
That's wild.
It was the kind.
I have blogs that say the kind.
So any fucking holiday disasters though this year with you? Any work holiday parties? Because I guess we're having some fun too. We got quite a bit of stories submitted to us from from the brew. Oh yeah, this is, I guess, somewhat of a brewery podcast, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I brewed beer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Jim, actually, yeah. So Jim's a like one of the like only other comics I've ever met that has actually brewed beer before. I think the only other one was I can't remember his fucking name. He's kind of a more mellow guy. He was on Kill Tony once, and Kill Tony or Tony Hinchcliffe told him like how uninteresting he was, and he got off really fast.
Nice.
I can't remember.
Good credit.
He's part of the crowd. He's always there, like ACC. It's not Andrew. It wasn't him. It was another guy. I can't remember though.
Another brewer. Mm. Yeah, I brewed a bunch. I had a good time brewing, and then I started comedy. Never brewed again.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, this is my fucking, this is where I needed to be doing forever. But yeah, brewing's fun as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You were you doing it professionally or homebrewing?
No, homebrewing.
Oh, okay, cool.
But
yeah,
we did
yeah.
like 50 batches, and we were doing it pretty, like, we had a 5-tap system.
Yeah,
my
yeah,
friend
yeah.
worked for Stone, so we got all her beer every month. She didn't drink.
Oh, hell yeah.
So we got her 3 kegs of manager beer, and then we just homebrewed and fucking had.
That's badass.
Yeah, it's too much beer. But it's dangerous.
Yeah, no, but yeah, anything fucked up in particular happened this holiday season?
I think everything was pretty cool, pretty chill.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, nothing too crazy. I mean, I watched Die Hard.
All right.
That's about as crazy as we got.
Yeah, I put on Christmas Vacation. That was a class.
I did watch that as well.
Everybody in my household told me to shut it off. I was like, you guys are fucking
you guys
horrible.
Stink. You guys stink.
Yeah,
no, my
yeah.
parents were in. They were like, yeah, we're watching Vacation. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Vacation.
I'm fucking in.
We watched Jingle All the Way. That was like a must.
Yeah, Sinbad, right?
Yeah, yeah, Sinbad and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
God, man. What a pairing.
That was.
Why wasn't there more Arnold Schwarzenegger Sinbad movies? I would watch so many movies starring both those
Sinbad
guys.
Sinbad movies are fire.
Yeah, most of them are fire. Did you ever watch a lot of Sinbad movies? Did you watch Jingle All the Way?
Nope.
Wow, God, dude, this guy
weird with stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't watch a lot of mainstream movies. This guy's never seen a Fast and the Furious.
I've never seen one.
And he has never.
It's part of my
actually no. I can relate with that. Fast and Furious. I've never seen that.
What do you mean?
I've never seen a Fast.
Now.
Yeah, I've never.
You
seen
haven't a seen a Fast either.
No,
whoa!
I haven't seen the Fast and the Furious. I haven't seen.
You guys haven't seen any of the catalog.
No.
I didn't think I was on a lonely island, boy. Fuck.
Dude, there's this other account called Pilsnerish, and like, what he used to have this account called Untapped. What the fuck? Post all the fucked up Untapped things.
Yeah.
But he recently paid the Island Boys to redo that song to call themselves Pilsner Boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, they'll do anything.
How much you got to pay
dude.
Them? I wonder.
I don't know. I want to pay Gilbert Godfrey. That's the one I really want to do.
Oh, he does it.
Yeah, yeah, I saw he does it. Yeah, I want to get him to do like a beer description. I think that'd be perfect.
Cameo.
Oh my god.
You can get anything.
This fruited sour will make you shit yourself. You'll shit your pants.
Gilbert's fucking priceless.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. But where were we? You just set us on fire with the Island Boy again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything was pretty mellow.
Yeah, dude,
I've had fucking stuff gone crazy. Like this is when I was young. I was like 15 years old, right? And a big huge party. There was a pool table at this house. We always meet up every Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And pool game doesn't go very well.
No.
Yeah, they start arguing about what happened as far as like the 8 ball or whatever. And then like my cousin. Like, this is an older guy. First of all, my uncle was like, you know, he's like, I don't know. I was assuming in his 50s at that point because he's way old now. And he just goes to this other guy, to his son. He's like, hey, hit this guy in the face. Like, that's like almost 100% what happened.
Damn.
He's like, hey, hit this guy in his face. This guy sucks. And then that guy starts just attacking, you know, my older uncle, whatever, and just starts like this huge brawl. This is like Christmas. Christmas
Hell
Eve.
Yeah.
We're all trying.
It's the best time. If you're going to get in a fight, you want to do it on Christmas.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, man, that's.
It's always a good time. Yeah, I actually invited over a buddy of mine. He's actually used to be. My lady's boss, but then we got close with him and his wife, and we invited him. We just became friends over the years. But what was funny was having him and my 11-year-old, and he's an ADD guy that's been off his meds for like 2 weeks straight. So they were both it was literally like having two children in the house.
Yeah.
And then we were like straight up the adults. It was kind of fun dealing with them buck wild.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, I loved it. I think, some people have sent in some stories from their like their Christmas parties, man. Shit got wild.
All right. Yeah,
dude. Like, all right, you got this one. Someone, this Christmas party, had sex in the closet. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is that like
at a brewery?
Oh, that's a big closet then. I thought this was a house. Oh yeah. I'll fuck somebody in a closet at a warehouse. Yeah. That closet's big. Yeah. You got a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah. There's all kind of, dude. Like, we have. I'm not gonna say names, but we have. There's one brewery that I do stuff with, like do like media and all that stuff for. They have a tasting room beer tender that like has straight up. We've seen them on camera and takes chicks to the to the cold box, and I'm just impressed because how do you keep it up in a cold box?
Awesome.
Yeah, that's fucking wild. Awesome, yeah, I mean, I've smoked a blunt inside of a
cold box. That's nowhere near as exciting.
In a closet? You smoked a blunt in a closet?
Yeah, I smoked a blunt in a closet.
I smoked a blunt in the closet. Dude, yeah, she apparently this girl, it was a girl who wrote me this too. It wasn't like a dude bragging. It was a chick telling me like, yeah, I had sex in the closet at work.
Work sex is, first of all, fucking while you're on the clock is fucking cooler than shit.
Yeah.
You know, there's something crazy about fucking when you're working.
There's definitely something about
it. It's cool when, like, it's also cool being under the influence at work. That's fucking weird, right?
Yes.
Like, looking at your boss, like...
Yeah, but it's like all
that's
the
all
time.
Time. Yeah.
I'm just like, especially if you're
some
like
of most productive members of society, like Chris.
Nah, dude, if you're at a brewery, I can only assume. Yeah,
dude,
I'm just kind of hammered.
I don't know, man.
Day.
I'm dumb as fuck. I cannot be drunk and work. I would literally be sitting here without a fucking arm if that was me. I would have fucked something up of mine.
Yeah,
dude. When I was a kid, like no joke, the drug talk my mom gave to me, like you know, every parent says, "Hey, you're gonna be offered drugs," especially because I got the big talk because I went from private school to high school for was public school, and then she said like, look, you're gonna get some drugs offered to you, and like I just tell them that you're already slow enough that you really can't afford like for your brain to have any more, you know, problems. And she was serious. She wasn't even laughing. She was like, it was like, damn,
hey,
oh man, dude, I love this response. But somebody responded to it, your employer's got to throw you a holiday party first before you can have any stories to tell.
Oh, somebody's stealing from
somebody.
that's a fucking personal steal from you, dude.
Hey,
that's always fucked up. When I'll post a meme and make a reference to a day off, and everybody goes, "Are you good days off? What?" Like, get all.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. There's a lot of people in the beer industry that hate their fucking bosses.
Well, they think they're getting in a job. Like, this is gonna be great. It's like, no, this is a job.
Yeah.
At some
it
point,
sucks.
Like working in a pizzeria is cool until like you know, a month in, you're like, that's the fucking job.
Hey there, this is your friendly neighborhood wart wrangler, you know, aka Antonio. I wanted to take a quick second to remind everybody, or let you know if you don't know yet, that Wart Wrangler is here for all your media needs. That's right, design for your brewery. I'm talking, you need can labels. Do you need new merchandise? Do you need new ideas in the marketing realm? Do you need video work, photography? There's all kinds of fun things that we can do for your company. So, letting everybody know, I'm here for all of your media needs. Like I said, reach out to me, antonio@wartwrangler.com, or go ahead and shoot me a DM at wartwrangler on Instagram. I'm here. I'm here for it all. I'm here to help you. So let me help you. Reach out to me. Don't be shy. Don't be a stranger. Let's crack a beer over Zoom. Let's talk this out. Let's get this going. It's 2022, folks. Let's make your wildest dreams come true, at least in the media world, right? And design and can labels and all that. Let's make all those dreams come true. Very, very affordable rates, as well as unlimited revisions on a lot of things. So, like I said, reach out to me, antonio@wartwrangler.com, or go ahead and shoot me a DM at wartwrangler on Instagram. Okay. I love you. Take care. And we're going to jump back into this podcast here. We got a little sidetracked here. Long story short, we are jumping into some tamale talk. All right. Just filling you in. All right. Enjoy.
We need better tamale makers.
Yeah.
We need more people living their life path of tamale making with real fucking filling.
That you can't do it. They're filling churros. You know that?
I heard about this.
They're out here filling churros.
They have chocolate churros with cheese churros. In it. It's hot cheese. Fuck,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah. They're filling stuff. So I think they'll figure out the meat ratio on tamales. It's not going to be like that forever, dude.
I feel like it's a press conference for tamales.
I want tamales.
Guys, on behalf of the Mexican delegation.
One question at a time. I understand we're upset.
I understand the meat ratio. Tomas says.
And we've been talking about it for years. We've been
we're working with multiple researchers.
Right. Here's Jim Pine with the Food Network. Is it true you're going to add 50% more filling to the tamales?
Yes, that is true. Right now, we're actually mailing a lot of our abuelitas because they don't have email or Instagram, so we can't DM them. But we're going to let them know that we're going to be altering the recipe. That's ultimately
what we're working on.
Isn't it also true that tamales are twice as big? So this is getting personal.
Can we get back to talking about me and my sex scandal? This is getting...
Please.
Can we stop all these tamale questions?
We need to move on from tamales.
That's what this podcast needs to be. Just fucking pure hours straight of just angry tamale questions. Jim just keeps bringing up. And this one time I was at Ralph's, this one alley just brings up just raiding tamales.
Farmers markets. That's where you want to get tamales from.
I was pretty happy with my tamale I bought from Farmer's Market. Now that I think about it, yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad. I hate, though, everyone else at Farmer's Market, though.
I bought a stone from a Farmer's Market.
Oh,
once.
Gosh.
For good energy, for good vibes, bro. Yeah. It was green. I think I lost it. If I had to be honest, I lost it.
Dude, that was one of the
that
was one of the worst interactions. I recently had a couple of weeks ago, I was going through a rough time, and I like somebody was just like, hey man, is everything okay with you? And I was like, yeah. I opened up a bit, and then like that was what was worse than was actually happening to me was what they said next was just like, I did sense a shift in the energy, and there's a big winds of changes coming, and I just was like, dude, like I feel 1,000 times worse now after talking to you.
Yeah. Oh, that's so mean.
Yeah, don't ever bring up waves of energy to me ever.
Oh, that's so up my angle.
Bro, but also
I wouldn't make fun of you for the crystal, except for I have crystals on right now, so
I have 5 stones in my pocket right now. All right, I'm totally about this energy thing.
I got a razor and a glass pipe. Can we make these 5 stones actually provide some energy for us?
Wow.
All right. Okay. Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. We're gonna really show what the Islanders. They come to party.
Oh, bro. On topic. Off topic. Islanders just love the ice, bro.
What is ice? Is that just crystal?
That's how they stay cool, bro.
Hey, you want to know how we stay cool, bro? Driving around on Toyotas, bro. Ice.
What is it, crystal or crack with teriyaki on it?
Well, that's the thing, dude. If you're
that's how they get the crystal or crack to stay together.
I need to try crack in Hawaii. Yeah, yeah. Teriyaki.
That's why they're
like,
so
addicted.
Is
there
to
potato
it.
Salad with the crack?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, they're so addicted to it. There's just so much teriyaki on it. They can't break the habit.
They're eating fucking spam. They better smoke crystal meth. Yeah. Like, you never want to eat. That's what, like, how do we not eat the spam? Smoke crystal meth. You'll never eat again.
Nah, dude.
Oh, are you about to protect spam?
I'm protecting spam
dude,
right
that's
now.
Like, it's protecting being a racist. Just let it go. Nah, it's dude. A bad thing.
Have
dude.
You had spam musubi?
Yeah, it is pretty good. It's pretty good.
Never. I don't eat meat. They grill, so there's no way I'm eating spam.
Okay, well, don't worry. Spam's not that. So, it's allegedly meat. Yeah, dude, you grill one side, you wrap it in seaweed with rice. Oh, dude, it's very good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fucking tasty.
Also, this guy doesn't even fuck with cheddar biscuits, and it's the biggest debate in the world. Cheddar biscuits from Red Lobster?
Yeah, cheddar biscuits. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't even have to say the restaurant.
Why am I fucking... You just say
cheddar biscuits.
Listen, I told you, I'll try a cheddar biscuit, but I'm not eating any fucking seafood from fucking Red Lobster.
Yeah. No,
you're out of your 100%. Fucking mind, dude.
No, yeah, exactly.
That's, yeah. Okay, as long as you get that straight.
I'm in a cheddar biscuit.
I didn't attack the cheddar,
cheddar biscuit
before.
The fuck out of you right
this
now.
This is an old, obviously we have a beef going, but yeah, yeah. It's that Red Lobster's a horrible
dang,
place.
All right.
Well, I'm okay with it.
Any if brewers out there want to collab a cheddar biscuit beer with Jim?
If ooh. You're a seafood fucking place and you're known for your cheddar biscuits, guess what? Your seafood sucks.
Damn, this is, no, this is valid.
That is a fair.
This is a valid
that
argument.
Is a very fair this assessment. Is, because is. When people try to bring Red Lobster down, they... People do pull in, well, what about the cheddar biscuit?
That's and that's the defense you want.
And,
and that's how you,
and honestly, most people.
That's like someone bringing up just like, did you realize like you beat the shit out of your kid? Well, yeah, but what about the one time I took him for ice cream last year?
He didn't double knot his shoes. I had to tie his shoes again. Yeah, you get beat down for that. Yeah, dude, it's not good. Cheddar biscuits isn't your defense. That's not a good one.
Usually people get one back when I say cheddar biscuit. Like, all right, yeah, I get it.
They got the fire lunch deals. I remember I worked a shitty like this weird job like two, it was like when I was like first like learning like marketing shit, and I worked for this law firm, and he forced me to make like a meet and greet out of Red Lobster, and it was the worst like thing experience on the planet.
Hell yeah,
it's just like, but that's when I discovered Red Lobster has awesome lunch deals. If you actually go there in lunch hours,
I'm talking
shrimp scampi with bread and salad for like $11, dude.
Oh, that's that's solid.
Yeah. This was pre-inflation.
We getting lunch?
Bro,
cheddar.
Red Lobster is the fucking Denny's of seafood. It's like
I'm also okay with Denny's.
Oh my god, I can't.
Have you had
this anymore.
Steak omelet at Denny's?
Get HR in here,
bro. Okay,
this is fucking done.
Here's a little trick at Denny's. All right, you could get a steak and eggs, but if you get the steak omelet, you get way more meat.
Damn,
bro. It's the same meat.
You get more grade
it's
C
the
sa- beef.
It's the same America. Meat, but they just pack it in tough.
Oh. So you get more.
You get more. Okay. You get way more.
Cheat code, guys.
See here. let's see. The next.
Back to the parties.
The next holiday scandal party. Let's see. Yeah. I got to be honest here. It's probably for the better that we don't read the whole thing, but we'll read some of it though. All right, back to the podcast.
Oh. We weren't there. Okay.
let's see. Along with that, the general manager was sending out dick pics to employees.
Okay.
like what's
that's,
going on the side?
That's crazy. Because okay, I would stop right there. a fucking party or a corporate party is like what, 2 to 3 hours long? Like, how hammered are you? Right?
You gotta excuse yourself to the bathroom like 1 sec.
Yeah, yeah. That you gotta go do that, and then like, you know, like you have everybody's number and you're just like, here we go, dude. Let's go. Like, what?
It just pulls out a group of contacts. Like, I've been saving this.
Because, like, this is the type
it
of guy.
It would be fun, though, if you're sitting there. Yeah, like, yeah. Nobody knows you're doing. Like, we're all just sitting here now. Oh, but picture well. 20 of us. And I just see Carol's down there. She's drinking her wine. And I'm like, and then I watch Carol pick up her phone. She's like, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, if the party kind of sucked, it was like, oh, this is kind of boring. I wish a dick pic would just show up.
I wish one person at this dinner table would send out dick pics to all of us at the same time.
What if it's not your dick? I feel like then it's not as effective.
It actually doesn't say for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It says one guy sent out a dick pic to everybody.
Yeah, there's nothing here. It doesn't say whose dick it was.
Yeah, he just went out there. He's like this white guy. All right,
you heard it here first, folks. Chris
everywhere.
Might be on the general manager side. I mean,
well, I'm just saying, if you want more meat at Denny's,
well, what if it
Chris
wasn't?
Said, don't just say it's not my dick, and then I don't feel like you get as much trouble. You're like, it's just a picture.
Yeah, you're
of
like,
dick.
Oh, do you want me to pull my dick out? This is work.
Wasn't there a comic that got like banned for that or something? They're like, dude, you can't be pulling your dick out on stage.
No. I think he's talking about Jeffrey Berner.
At Madhouse?
Madhouse.
You read locally?
Yeah,
you're
telling
me
the story.
Yeah.
Somebody pulled their dick out on stage.
He's a comedy store regular in LA, and he talked about how he got passed. Did I tell you the story?
No.
He talked about how he got passed right in the back of the Madhouse, right? He's like, I just got passed. And then the first time he went up, he like pulled his dick out. And I was like, what?
He had just done it in Hollywood a couple days before, though, also.
He's like, yeah, my first set, I pulled my dick out. I'm like, all right, that's a move. So he just has this in his head already. And he goes up and he starts telling basically the same story or whatever. And then like somebody just keeps egging him on, like, fucking, you won't fucking do it. Right. And he definitely did it, and he just fucking whipped it out. And he finishes the set, and then we actually see him in the green room. And I was like, yo, you're fucking out of control. I can't believe you just did that. And he was like, did what, this? He fucking does it again. I was like, yo, what the fuck? You're out of your mind, dude.
Oh, man.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's an unspoken rule. Like, because Jeffrey got banned for a while for pulling his dick out.
He got banned for 6 months.
For 6 months.
COVID also started like a month later.
So that kind of worked out for him.
Worked out in his favor.
It worked out pretty good. And so we had another guy recently, you know, within the past couple months, Tim Hill, whatever, some guy was like, he was like something about like, oh, your balls are tiny or whatever. He's like, my ball is way bigger than your fucking balls. And he's like, what? No, it's not. And he's like, yeah, it fucking is. Right. Just super aggressive. And just then he just whoops out his nut. And then like fucking people are just amazed. People are kind of clapping. I think a woman was crying. Well, every emotion was.
The big question was: is he going to get banned for this?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing
came for it, because you can show off a ball, yeah. Like, and it's like,
it's a ball.
We can move on from that.
Yeah,
well, it's like a dick pic. Yeah, yeah. Your dick or not? It's less fun. But I would like to go back. Jeffrey Berner didn't just he pulled his dick out and left it out for a good 15 minutes on stage.
Oh,
so this
shit.
Wasn't like, hey, look at my
dick. Oh, yeah, he kept doing it.
He just left it out.
He had a 15-minute set.
And then he was just like, airplane food.
He ran the light by 10 minutes with his dick out.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
As a comic, it was a highlight.
He
also kicked a giant phone out of the guy, started videoing. He's like, are you videoing it? His dick's out. And he booted this guy's phone, dude, in the air and destroyed the phone. Broke it.
Don't record art, man. That's not true.
Yeah, that's what they say right before every show. Please no record in the comics, you know?
They do say that.
Yeah.
That's why. Someone might pull a dick out.
Oh, man. Let's see. We got this one. It wasn't a holiday. Oh, okay. Yeah, here we go. Holiday party. It was one of our brewers' last day as well. We were having a going away party for him. Literally, the last thing he had to do before we all went to his party and he ended up running a forklift into a fermenter, busting all the glycol hookups. So instead of being at his party, we're all squeegeeing glycol into the drain and trying to move the tank back into position. It was very awkward. Oh, he didn't get to enjoy the party.
Oh, that was like fucking sad. What?
Yeah. This is like really sad.
I thought it was like, oh, we fucking did something cool.
Oh, man. Then Chris pulled his ass out.
Wait, so the guy that was going to have the party busted the glycol line?
Yeah.
So maybe he was like, I don't want these fucking people at my party. He's like, I'm leaving to go to my party.
He went out with a bang.
You guys clean the fuck up.
Hey, guys, guess what? I fucking hate this job. This is why it's my last day. Fuck off.
And also, you should never be driving heavy machinery when it's your last day.
That's true.
Because your mind's not there. You're already checked out.
Yeah,
you're done. Or I would be. So, you know, your last day should always be like a fluff day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, that was sad. That made me...
Yeah, whoever that was, don't submit sad stuff.
Also, he couldn't get fired for doing it because it was his last
day. What, y'all have to leave now?
He's like, I'll get unemployment. I'll just get fired right now.
I have so many growlers in my fucking car already. It doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, dude. The level of theft. If people don't consider it theft, though. They're like, fuck this. I make this shit. They just like walk in.
Dude. I mean, I have that entitlement when I quit jobs before, too. Bro, I quit a job half-baked style. Like, legitimately from the movie.
Oh, just straight up cussed at everybody?
Yeah, because I was just like an insane person when I was like 19. I was like, you know what? I was like, I knew I was going to quit all day, and I kept telling people, I'm quitting today. just like in a different movie. I'm quitting today, dude. You guys think I'm not quitting? I'm fucking quitting. And then in the middle, some guy was like, hey, can you tuck in your shirt? I was like, can I tuck in my shirt? How about take the shirt off? This job fucking sucks. Right? And then I point to a guy. I was like, yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool.
Straight.
Fucking I'm out.
Straight from the fucking half pig.
And I worked at, it was a Shakey's Pizza that I did that to.
Oh, okay.
And there was always this Rock and Sock and robots that I saw in the fucking ticket booth that I just always wanted. Fucking stole it. It's like, fuck you guys. I earned this.
Did this place have a guy that's like worked there forever that did the pizza?
Yeah, there's a guy there.
Chris, guess who we have here on the podcast today?
Oh, no.
Here we go. Oh, this one. It's this one's a fun one because it's a bit. We can't say the brewery's name, but.
Oh, yeah, we can.
We could.
Yeah, Stone Brewery. Sorry.
Legally say no, this is not Stone.
Yeah, sorry. This is not
Steve
Stone.
Told me the story from Stone.
This is not Stone Brewery, guys, all right?
Steve Wagner was telling me about this thing that happened.
See right here. Legal disclaimer, this was not Stone. This was not Stone Brewing, nor shall the brewery be named. This was an anonymous brewery. All right, holiday party, circa 2016. Okay, we're going to go a little vintage party. Hired bartender with spirits to pour at the bar, plus any on tap. Hired bartenders with spirits to pour at the bar, plus any beer on tap at the open bar. Okay, got it. All right. Owner's wife forcing tequila shots on everyone. Oh, this is getting good already. Okay. Dance party ensues. Someone lights a joint and the owner's wife turns off the music, turns on the lights and says not to smoke on the premise, blah, blah, blah. And then party resumes after, and it's awkward a bit. HR specialist gets absolutely hammered. She quit the next day. One of the most fun wild company parties I've ever been to. The following year, the owners canceled the holiday party for claiming that we were all out of hand and unprofessional. The previous year, completely ignoring the fact that she is the one who got everyone drunk.
Is this the San Diego Brewery?
Yeah, this is the San Diego Brewery.
First
of all, that's, I'm
apparently
say
they
right
still
now,
had their it, party too. They're like, "Fuck you!" They went to like another restaurant
because she would never do that. Steve's wife would never fuck.
Yeah,
do
yeah,
that.
It wasn't Stone.
They're cool.
That's on you. We all work at a brewery, and then you're just gonna bring in some fucking person that just like pours hard liquor. Like these guys just drink beer all the time.
Also, I think it's illegal to have tequila in a brewery.
Technically,
Did something just as wrong.
Well,
as
I think
a
if you have if you have no, the, it, the bartender hire, I think they have like licensing and stuff because it counts when they bring it
and,
in.
And also, if it's just the party for them. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
if it's not to the public, I think...
Alcohol licensing's pretty fucking strict.
No, but dude,
things.
You can fucking be in some fucking hall and fucking have beer fucking flowing and shit
Hey there. Just your friendly reminder to ask you, how's the alcohol quality, huh? How's it looking over there? I might know people, you know? OregonBrewLab.com. That's right, OregonBrewLab.com for all of your brewery quality analysis needs. Doesn't have to be a brewery. You can make cider. You can make seltzer. You can distill. And it's available to everybody, not just commercial makers of products. It's available to home brewers. It's available. If you are making Pruno in prison. I mean, if you can somehow get through the guard and to get a sample out, it can happen. You can actually find out, you know, the ABV and the IBUs of your Pruno you've been brewing in the toilet. This can all happen. She's there for you. Dana, lover, Oregon Brew Lab. Check it out. What's really exciting this year, coming 2022, now it is here on the, as you can see, there's many different testing. Well, a new addition is the sodium testing. This is now available. Again, folks, she is a TTB accredited chemist. So all these, all the data you get, this can go on your cans. This is all legit. This is to let the man know that you're abiding by the rules and all that stuff. fuck that guy, right? Am I right? Fuck the government. I don't know, folks. Politics, I can't trust them. Can't trust any of them. Either side. I don't know. Okay. We're not trying to get political here. OregonBrewLab.com. Hit them up. Everything from ABV simple testing to FDA nutrition testing. All your quality analysis needs covered at OregonBrewLab.com. That's right. Check it out. OregonBrewLab.com. But the Brewlympics is going to be kick ass. It's going to be this whole fest where we have breweries come in. You can, whether you work for a brewery or not, like, it's fun to come and cheer your team, cheer your spot, and people basically just get trashed and play a bunch of stupid brewery games. Like, we play with tri clamps and dumbass things. But I'm inviting you guys. We actually, so for the sports commentators, it's all comics and they just rotate in and out. So
that sounds awesome.
Yeah,
that
last one was fun. Tim and Nathan Donovan did it.
Oh, that rocks.
Yeah. It was fun. They did some sets. They killed it too. It was pretty kick ass. But you guys are more than welcome to.
Sounds dope. I'd love to fucking
come through. Yeah. Which, on a side note, Chris is going on tour.
Oh yeah, dude.
Brewery
tour. Your boy's out. 2022. Is that, I don't fucking know how to,
yeah, 2022.
2022, your boy. Yeah, I'm all over, dude.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Whereabouts? We got listeners all kinds of different breweries.
Right now let's see. I'm in Crucible Brewery in Washington. I need some people coming out to that. Poor Decisions Brewery in Seattle.
Okay.
Icewind Brewery in Mapleton, North Dakota.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Eponymous Brewery in fucking South Dakota. Harmony Distillery in Montana. I don't know. I'll tell you all of them. You can fucking list them. But
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all over for sure.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm going to be fucking, I got to get them some stickers and shit before you go. Like, fucking give out some goodies.
Ooh, yeah, I'm down for that, dude. Yeah, show out, guys.
If you guys are near any of these breweries, show up with a bottle of tequila.
Yeah, show up with a bottle of tequila and
ask if you can. Yeah, ask if you can go to the bathroom it on the bar.
Yeah, be very cool.
Go out and see Chris, everybody. Those shows will be fun.
Yeah, they're great.
You have any shows coming up, Jim?
I have some local shows, the San Diego shows.
Hell yeah, yeah, yeah. Throw them out there. We got a lot of San Diego listeners.
I'm at Twig's Coffee House, I think.
Hell yeah,
which
daddy.
Is a clean show. And
hell
Chris was laughing at me because he's like, "You're doing that? Oh my god!"
Alan Henderson does clean shows too, doesn't he?
I guess so. I think so.
Yeah. I think he's done a couple.
And it's a brewery. I have that other brewery show. Bay Bridge Brewery. I'm doing that. That's like the 8th or 7th or
8th. This one was a doozy.
Let's dip into these parties.
Talk to a horrible party talk. Let's see here. A few years ago, a brewery I was at in London didn't attend. I knew shenanigans would occur. The Wednesday before, we get told we are having a new assistant brewer start in the cellar the coming Monday. He'll be at the staff Christmas party on Friday. Say hey to him. He's really excited. He told his old shitty brew pub he quit and is looking forward to moving on up. Made a big scene. The Monday comes around and the new assistant brewer is nowhere to be seen. Turns out he got wasted and groped a female member of the office team. The Saturday morning after the party, he got told he wasn't welcome on any brewery premise, past, present, future, and his job offer had been revoked. Dude had to grovel for his old job back after telling his old bosses where to go and explain to his longtime girlfriend why he didn't get his new fancy job. And they ended this with, fuck that guy. Yes, indeed, fuck that guy.
I like how he got fired before he started for sexual fucking misconduct.
Yeah. It's almost like the party had to happen, right? Like, it was just, it filtered him out. Because imagine if the party didn't happen.
Yeah, that's how you should get, weaned out for any job, dude. Just, hey, let's go get hammered.
That's how you started out?
That's how you start any job.
I start every job in a new high.
Oh, you want to be the president? Okay. Dude, we're going to go out and get drunk first. Hang out. Yes. See what happens.
That's how every job should be done.
Dude, want me to trust
you? This is a breakthrough on this podcast. Dude, it's a good lesson.
Because here's the thing, dude. When you're drunk, you go into this autopilot. And autopilot, you know.
I'm commanding. I'm throwing this out there. Everybody with your new hires, get them fucked up before they start.
Get them hammered and they'll turn into
who they really are. I'm all for this. Yeah. Get your employees fucked up before they start. And only good can come of that. You weed them out, maybe even renegotiate their salary when they're fucked up. Like, dude, you signed the paperwork. Yeah. You told me you were cool with 20K less because you're all about passion and you love this job.
You also have video now, like proof of the shit they've done. Like, dude, I can fire you literally for shit you right did now. The first day.
I think that makes a lot of sense. That would have saved so much shit. I'm having this breakthrough right now. How many situations I could have been like just relieved of?
You also learn about your employees because, like, when you hire an employee, it's like a guy going on a date. Like, you're always just like, you dress up the best.
You're trying to be the best.
Your best fucking foot forward. But if your boss was all of a sudden like, hey, dude, he fucking cracks a beer. He's like, you want one? You're like, yeah, he's having one. Fuck it. So you start seeing like what real people, like, hey, dude, you want to do a bump? Like, they just start pulling out more and more.
You can figure everything out.
They're like, you're not hired. You're a horrible person.
You finished.
Like,
the...
I just offered you crack cocaine. You said yes. It's like, and they're like, I wouldn't. I'm only doing it to get the
job. That's not
the
kind of spineless motherfucker we need. Don't tell me you were doing it because I offered you it.
Yeah, exactly.
Spineless fuck. Yeah.
They're like, why didn't you get the job? And you're like, because we were smoking crack. Because
he made me smoke crack. That's cool.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I think we figured out. This is like a big, that's the solution to all this bullshit going on and is fuckery. Get them fucked up before they start and you move forward.
Move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everybody out there listening, when they offer you booze.
Yeah, everybody out there listening, when you get interviewed for a job from now on, hey, you don't trust me? Let's go out and get hammered.
Okay, how about this? Have you guys
Let's go out and get hammered and see who I really am.
No, but have you ever worked somewhere where people are doing shit wrong? Like, I worked in a bar, and what they would do, like, the first time you work, like, as a doorman, they didn't do this, but once you got behind the bar, the first night, at one point, they're going to come up to you with a pint of fucking booze. And they're like, kill this. And you're like, dude, we're working. We can't like fucking drink it. They need you included in like, hey, he did it wrong. So you can't rat everybody out. Have you ever had at any job where like somebody included you and shit? And the bar one's fun because you're just getting drunk.
Sure. No, I don't think so. I don't think I've had that, any of that situation.
Yeah. No, not that I think. Yeah,
you better do this
remember.
Shit wrong too. Or we know you're not part of the team.
You know you're not a part of the fucking crew.
Oh Jesus! Yeah, the it seemed like there were some fucked up stories that came through, but like some of them I didn't even save them. I was like, yeah, this is a lot of people said depressing shit. Anyways, just to kind of sum up, I'd little editing here, just to sum this up. We got to talking and veered off the road for a while there. Chris took a piss. Long story short, all that happened. And then we ended up talking about open mics. You know, open mics at comedy clubs. It's always fun. All right, back to it. Yeah, because fucking jobs suck, like... I don't know. They just really suck you dry, and it sucks trying to go do open mics and shit right after. It's fucking horrible. Have you ever like been just like, I don't know.
No, I don't do the job thing, man.
Sucking people dry. He loves doing that.
I'll suck people dry all the time.
Suck people dry.
Suck some stuff dry.
He sucks so many people dry. He can't have a job. Actually. He's like, I can't do all this comedy.
I can't suck people dry. This is crazy.
The job's gonna have to go.
Yeah,
imagine you write that on your unemployment form. They're like, I'm unable to work because I'm just sucking
I'm
people
just
dry.
Sucking people.
Sucking people dry.
Bone dry.
Dude, I'm doing 10 to 12 hours of fucking good dry sucking.
Got a lot of time. I don't have time.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I have my own job, so I don't like. Yeah, what if do you I do? Hate my job, then that means I hate myself. So
are you comedy full time?
Business.
You have a what?
I have a pool business. I do oh, hell yeah. Day. I do it like a couple days a week. I really
so you're fucking everybody's wife.
Yeah. Even the gay guys. And
even the gay
guys. That's a fallacy. I've had like one older Mexican chick. That was it.
That was it.
On me.
Did it happen?
Oh, you know what? No, there was the Dutch chick. I didn't know. I've never fucked anybody.
Okay.
But I've had, like, it's weird. They'll come out and they'll be like, why? She's, yeah, they'll sometimes they'll present themselves in a way where, like, I think they want to get fucked, but.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, which would know, be, which would have been. Can we lock your kid in the closet?
Which would have been cool. This guy respects the code, okay? We've talked a lot, and it's like, he's not going to fuck people in the pool. He's not going to do weird stuff in your jacuzzi.
Is there like a pool?
He won't swim in your pool. He won't take a dip.
Yeah. There's like a code of honor.
There's an ethics behind pool. You know what I mean? Weird, oddly enough, don't like fuck my wife. Honor. Don't fuck my wife is actually at the top. But also right below, you know, it's like don't swim in it. You know, it's like, and he's not doing any of those things.
Is there beef with like pool people and gardeners? Like, is that?
Oh,
just...
fuck gardeners.
Yeah.
And also only, my contract right at the top in bold print says, I will not fuck your wife.
Yeah, in the contract.
Might fuck your kids, but will not fuck your wife.
Yeah.
No, what gardeners do is they fucking, there's good gardeners and there's bad gardeners. Just like everything in the world.
Yeah.
The bad gardeners blow everything into the pool because then they don't have to pick it up.
Oh, shit.
So, if you can find out when they're gardening.
Bad or smart?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Wow.
Oh, looks like this became a pool guy job.
That's literally. So, what you want to do is.
That's fun, dude.
You want to find out when the gardeners are coming and you go before them.
Yeah.
And let them fuck the pool up. And then the people are like, hey, what my pool? And you're like, yeah, I guess they're blowing shit in your pool. And then they get pissed at the gardeners.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fuck the gardeners.
Fuck the gardeners.
Yeah.
Damn.
Sometimes he just fucking throws leaves in the pool.
Damn, that's fucking beautiful though. So that's you got your business, and then that's when you're able to focus.
I do that for a couple hours a week, and then I go out and do open mics and shows 7 nights a week.
That's the shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I'm not pissed. It's work when you work for other people though, because a lot of people, if you don't have a great boss, everybody feels underappreciated.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to put in their, like, if you're a good person, you want to do great. You want to do like, I'm gonna do extra.
Yeah.
But then you're like, why? If you have like shitty leadership, then you're like, fuck this place. That motherfucker's cutting out early and I'm over here giving my soul for you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is a lot of times who's in charge of places are just not good people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you work for good people, you'll give your life.
Yeah, there's like two fucking kind of, like, especially in the beer industry, I feel like there's two fucking kind of owners. There's the ones that came from nothing, actually had to hustle and scrounge cash up and get things going. They're always the best. They're always the best, like bosses, best, just cool people for the most part. They're still shit bags, but then you got the fucking ones that came from money that was like, oh, I had this big time corporate job and then I was like, I want to work for myself. That's like, those are the hugest assholes. Like,
throw back the stone. They built their shit from nothing.
Yeah.
Straight up, because we shit all over stone. Kept throwing stone in.
Yeah. I mean, I worked for this fucking nutty old guy. He would like, I mean, he was like putting on like Mari tapes of himself. He was on like a Mari kind of show about like not accepting his daughter's sexuality. And he would get everybody hyped up too before he put it on. He was just like, oh, you want to see that time I was on TV?
What?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good credit.
My daughter's not a lesbian.
Yeah. It was like it was an episode. It was like him
you
and his
will
wife
suck
crying.
This dick. He's like
talking about
his daughter's head to a cock. Like, no.
Yeah. Dude, he was like crying with his wife and they're like saying, yeah, the whole episode was of like they're not accepting of their daughter's sexuality. And he was just like standing next to the TV like with his thumb like, ah, check it out. I'm on TV.
Yeah, watch me disown my daughter.
Dude, he was that, and he was so obsessed over the steam-powered rocket guy. Actually, that dude ended up on E! The steam-powered rocket launch. There was this old guy that was obsessed with launching the steam-powered rocket. He would always just try to set this world record, but then as he changed with the times, he wanted to prove, he became a flat earther wanting to prove it. Mm. So that's why he was launching a steam-powered rocket. That was his new reason for launching a steam-powered rocket.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit. Like on their test runs, that dude, fuck, his rocket like wiped the guy's legs clean off. Mm. Like all kinds of shit happened. But I remember that was because my old boss fucking shoveled a lot of money into his shitted money away into that guy. That guy just was nutty and got my boss, who's also nutty, just like desperate for the limelight. And then he poured in so much money into that guy. And I remember every time that someone would come in, that's all he would fucking talk about too, is it's either the Mari show or the steam-powered
he's like, yeah, got a rocket.
He's like, I think this is going to be big in the green sector. We're going to do steam-powered rockets.
You guys are over here.
How about steam cars next? We'll do that. Let's get a steam car.
Jet fuel.
You can look it up. It's Mad Mike or something like that. Mad Mike,
of course.
Steam powered rocket, something like
Smart
that.
Smart guy Mike. No.
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that guy. He was something else, man. He was just nutty.
Like, are you a brewer? Like, did you brew?
Yeah. That's what I brewed for years.
Were you part of the local quaff?
What's the local?
I think it's pronounced queef.
It is. It's a local homebrew. It's like the biggest one in the country. If you don't count online homebrew clubs.
Yeah. No,
it was the biggest one in the country until online shit. Like,
yeah, no, production people, we most of the time don't do any of that stuff. Yeah, like I did a lot of different shit in the industry. That's why I just ended up being so salty and making this, like, the that's how the War Wrangler account started, was from just being salty, like, of the beer industry. Like, yeah, but primarily most of my beer career was production, brewing beer. Okay. Yeah. And then after that, I mean, but before that, I was like sales. I've done tap room. But now I'm just, I'm focused on the digital marketing side of things, making labels and doing all that
Be
shit.
Be your own boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely fucking, like, better, but it's just scarier now. It's like, fuck. I don't got a guaranteed paycheck.
Being
miserable is fucking not worth a guaranteed paycheck.
No.
I know exactly what you're saying, but that's like the part of like taking ownership in your life is fucking all about like, this sounds like that crystal talk you hated the other day.
It's all about energy,
it's like, seriously,
bro.
Like, everybody hates their job. They hate their bosses, but then people continue to do it. It's like, take a fucking chance. Go fail at this instead of going to work every day. That's why I want that for everybody.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, it's like getting all cheesy. I feel like that's what fucking getting up at ACC taught me. It was like, what's going to happen if you don't go up? Absolutely nothing. That's guaranteed. But if you might go, you might fucking get some laughs. It might work. Might not. I don't know.
You might bomb.
Yeah.
It's all a game, daddy.
It's all...
Like, what are you going to die? Like, okay.
Yeah,
probably.
Can you imagine? That's the one day that some dude rolls through with a fucking Tech 9 Uzi.
You don't remember that one time? What's his name? Bombed, and then he died. Like,
fuck this. This shit ain't funny.
You know how close we've been to, like... There's been enough weird comics where you're like, this guy will be the one.
We had
a comic for sure. He's not around anymore. And it was like, this guy might be the serious guy. Where people talked about it. People called the FBI.
What?
Yeah, bro. This guy might be the guy. 100%. And I think he got committed.
Could
have been committed from the comedians calling the FBI. Like, so in the comedian's defense, not the crazy one, he would be like drawing because people sit there and write their notes. This fucker's like doing stories. Like, he's making like I will kill everybody.
What?
Crazy shit like that. People are like freaking out.
Yeah.
Like a hit list. Like, I'm taking out Chris Espinoza first.
Chris wasn't big enough to
me. Yeah, no, I was on the list, dude.
Oh, you were?
No, this guy didn't like me either. Bro, we had to sit. Other dudes have tried. He came into the madhouse saying some crazy shit and threatened the waitress or something like that.
Like, on the mic? On stage?
Yeah. We're talking about the same person.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Okay.
And I had to sit down with him with another guy, Raul Zambrano. Raul, I don't have backbone Zambrano.
Huge back. No bone.
Yeah, no bone in there. And I had to talk to this guy, and then he's just like, I remember just telling him, he's like, you can't say stuff like that. And he's like, I'll fucking remember this.
What the fuck?
I'll remember all of this.
I would not fuck with that guy.
He made me
nervous. Cool guy.
He literally made me nervous. And it is weird because there was a shooting outside the madhouse at one point in time.
Yeah, now unrelated. Two different moments.
Yes, not him. Somebody
two different
else
moments.
Somebody.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But yeah, you have to have a, you know.
But yeah, I guess just fucking jumping out and doing it. I mean, because how long you've been doing just comedy, right? Like, that's your main source income, Chris?
I'm sort of. Because, like, I'll do, like, a little bit of, like, acting stuff so that I'll, like, sustain some income as well.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
Didn't you do the Dr. Squatch commercials?
I never. I do national commercials, right? No, I'm just kidding. I've done a couple of things with them or like, through that company.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I did, like, recently I did this, like, Ford commercial, and it's, like, kind of been paying, like, the bills. It's fucking awesome. I was on for, like, a couple seconds. So, like, stuff like that.
It was
what
kind of commercial?
Ford.
Ford Maverick.
It's like a new truck that's coming out.
Hell yeah. Dude, were you like the cowboy
dude. Bro, I was a Mexican unloading a truck. I made several thousands of dollars
It's just Chris being in front of a Home
being,
Depot.
Being a Mexican unloading a... Dude, I am the most the Mexicans ever made unloading a truck. For sure.
Dude, you've never actually waited in front of Home Depot for work, but you've made like way more money than every guy that's ever done it.
All of them. Probably all of them combined.
Which is really fucked up because the Mexicans that are actually unloading trucks have hardcore work ethic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then you're like pulled one board out over and over. Put the board back.
Yeah, yeah, put the board back.
Pull the board out. Put the board back.
That's a couple of times.
Wild. Take three. Here's a couple thousand.
Yeah, yeah. You guys a little thirsty? Get a little water break.
Yeah, okay.
Makeup. You know,
hey, guys.
Dude, do they have...
I gotta need coffee.
Did they have cheese covered in almond slivers?
No, dude, they didn't have that shit. No, no, you can't have that. Craft service. We were at some place outside when we were doing this, so like, that shit would not have survived.
That's how the industry's gone down. They used to have that cheese ball, but
we had you know what we did have? We had the George Clooney coffee thing. You know what I'm talking about? The What's little that? Bullets.
Nah.
Espresso? You ever fuck with an espresso machine?
Oh, okay.
They're like little bullets. Coffee, dude. I'm a coffee guy.
Wait, bullets?
Yeah, they're like this big, dude.
Are you talking about the like one-off coffee that I can't think of the name of right now?
It's an espresso. I think it's an espresso machine.
Some of the Nespresso or whatever.
Yeah, Nespresso. Yeah.
What's this called? Like, instead of making a pot of coffee, you do like the one.
Yeah, it's just one.
What's that called?
There's a
Keurig machine.
Keurig.
There's a Keurig machine. It's not that. It's way better.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Nespresso actually has like a foam frother and shit.
Yeah,
like
that. George Clooney would never endorse Keurig. He's a premium actor. He deserves premium
been
coffee.
Yeah, Epstein Island.
Shut up. Not Danny Ocean, dude. Not him, dude.
Also, I've never seen an Ocean's movie.
Dude, that's insane. You're fucking an insane person. Two dark guys unloading that truck, man, let me tell you.
That's seriously what he did was you were just straight up unloading a truck?
Bro, I straight up made thousands of dollars just unloading a truck with another brown person.
You're not that brown. Did they brown you up with makeup?
Nah, man. I'm brown enough.
I'm brown enough, dude. They didn't make you do go mustache? You didn't have to shave down to just mustache?
I didn't have to do nothing, dude. All my headshots have beards. Anything I submit, they already know what I'm... They already, the most part, know what they're getting. Unless, I get, like, hit in the face or, like, drastically scarred my face for some fucking reason. that would be kind of sucks.
Damn. Yeah. I kind of... That's like... Yeah. I want to go audition to be a Mexican somewhere.
Yeah, man, it's a lot harder than it looks, man. Actually, stay out of my fucking business, all right? I don't need any more competition. There's already too many Mexicans in the scenes right now. I remember when it was just me and
How does that one work? Do you have like an agent or like a company you have to go through or something?
No, I'm self-representing myself. Like, I just self-submit everything. I have like two acting profiles, a bunch of profiles that I follow, and I just...
Damn.
You know, it takes a little time. I've submitted to a couple of agencies recently. That's another thing too. Like I had an agent, and then they dropped me because I wasn't booking anything. I've got dropped twice by two different agencies just because I didn't book anything through them. But I have booked stuff up by myself independently all the time. So it's just like, I don't know.
That's why
it's the game. It's the game. I don't want like I was like, I don't want to fucking boss like anybody else, you know, because whatever bullshit you deal with a regular job. So doing it this way. I mean, you deal with bullshit anyways. That's another thing. Like, you're going to deal with X amount of bullshit in life in any interaction.
Yeah.
And it's just
no
like, okay,
what.
Well, what path are you willing to deal with it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well,
you know, so.
Exactly. I mean... This was fun.
It was good. I thought this was good. I thought we went to a lot of different places, a lot of good places.
Yeah.
Fun places.
Yeah, yeah. This is just where our brains are at. We're all scattered from the holiday season, finally, you know? We're not running around malls. I don't know if you guys made a big deal about Christmas shopping. I kind of did.
I did it all on and on one day on Christmas Eve.
Damn, like a gangster.
Just got around it and just did it.
I bought my 18-year-old daughter windshield wipers.
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's cool.
That's her gift I got for her to unwrap.
Yeah, that's boring.
That's why there's $500 fucking along with it, so it wasn't as fucking boring. It's like,
boring.
Fuck yeah.
Should have bought her something.
She said practical. She said, this is very practical, Dad.
Yeah, you should have got her something more practical. Like,
I was like,
a bunch of condoms. All right, let's end this.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You also have a daughter, Chris. Do you want to go there?
Yeah, she's 7, though. Jesus.
Oh, man. Yep. With that said, daughter talk.
Yeah.
Oh, bad dads. Yeah.
This yeah, yeah, we plug that. We plug that earlier. Bad dads. We're bad. A couple of bad poppies. Listen in. Yeah. Follow us on our Instagram with our last SD. And yeah, follow either of us. Jim Pine Comic, right? Jay Pine Comic.
Yeah, Chris Espinoza. Keep an eye out for them. They're going to be doing some cool shit around too. I can tell. There's going to be some good brewery shit coming soon. We'll make it happen.
Oh yeah, daddy.
I want a drink.
Right yeah.
Now. Yeah, let's get drunk.
Let's go to Red Lobster.
Dude, let's go to Red Lobster. And then you can have the cheddar biscuit.
That's all I'm getting. If we go to Red Lobster, I'm not.
You can have
anything.
A salad. A salad's not going to fucking. I would eat how do they fuck now. Up a salad?
It'll be gross, but I'll eat it.
Cheddar
it's like
biscuit.
Wilted lettuce. Something. I don't know. Anyways, folks.
Perfect.
Perf.
We'll speak to all of you next week.